Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. There are a couple of online events coming up tomorrow, Thursday, that you may want to register for today if you're interested in attending. From 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, the ACLU of Maine's policy team is hosting the Maine Guide to Legislative Advocacy. Quote, join the ACLU of Maine policy team to learn how you can take action to influence policy on the issues that matter most to you. We'll lead a discussion with the ACLU of Maine's policy team on the different ways that Maine people can stay up to date on the bills being considered in Augusta this session and what they can do to make their voices heard, end quote. You can find the link to register for that virtual presentation tomorrow evening at aclumaine.org in the events section. And again, that's from 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And then tomorrow evening at 7, Indivisible, the national organization, will join partner organizations in hosting Resist and Reimagine, Lessons from Minnesota on Fighting Authoritarianism. Quote, organizers, community members, and representatives Ilhan Omar and Pramila Jayapal will share practical lessons we can take from the ongoing resistance in the Twin Cities as we all work to protect our own communities. In every corner of the state, from every walk of life and political persuasion, often in sub-zero weather and with little more than whistles and phones, Minnesotans have stood against tear gas, pepper spray, and the killing of two of their own. Their shared dedication to protecting the rights and safety of all has been breathtaking, transforming crisis into action and tragedy into solidarity. Starting with the occupation of Los Angeles and on through Washington, D.C., Memphis, Chicago, New Orleans, and Portland, we've all been learning from each other. Now in Minnesota, longtime and first-time activists are building a wealth of lived knowledge that historians, activists, and professional organizers will study closely for decades. On February 12th, we'll get actionable lessons on organizing in moments of crisis, corporate pressure tactics, rapid response, and nonviolent community defense from the awe-inspiring practitioners doing this work day in and day out in Minnesota, end quote. You can register for Resist and Reimagine, Lessons from Minnesota on Fighting Authoritarianism at bit.ly/resist-reimagine, and then a capital MN for Minnesota. I'll post all of these links along with the archives of today's program if you don't catch them. And finally, an event coming up next week, letting you know now so you'll have plenty of time to figure out what you're going to wear. This is an invitation from Bangor Pride. Quote, this season, the forest comes to life as Bangor Pride invites the community to step into a world of magic and inclusivity. On Saturday, February 21st, Bangor Pride will host its inaugural Queer Prom, Enchanted Forest, a 21-plus celebration of queer joy, creativity, and community connection. Set against a backdrop of mystical decor, the event serves as both a fundraiser for Bangor Pride and a long-overdue second-chance prom for LGBTQ+ adults to celebrate as their authentic selves. The night is designed to be as inclusive as it is enchanting, to ensure all guests feel welcome. The first hour of the event will feature dimmed lights and lower audio levels, allowing guests to settle into the magic comfortably. Attendees are encouraged to wear whatever makes them feel enchanted, from full fantasy attire and woodland creature vibes to traditional prom realness or cozy attire. The venue is fully ADA accessible, ensuring all community members can navigate the forest with ease. The festivities ramp up at 9 p.m. with a fun costume contest, where the most creative and enchanted looks will compete for prizes and local bragging rights. Throughout the night, guests can enjoy on-site refreshments. They'll have snacks, popcorn, candy, selection of beer, and canned cocktails. Local partners, neighboring favorites, Zombie Dogs, and Hop House 99 will be open during the event for expanded food and drink options. And for those looking to transform the evening into a staycation, the hotel is offering room bookings. Guests can get ready in style, celebrate until the forest fades, and head straight upstairs for a comfortable night's sleep, end quote. That's Bangor Pride's inaugural Queer Prom at the Hollywood Casino in Bangor on Saturday, February 21st. It's for 21 and up. The sensory hour starts at 7 p.m. For more information and the links, check Bangor Maine Pride on Facebook, and I'll post a direct link along with today's archives as well. You can also go to bangorpride.com to get more information about the organization, and the tickets are sold on Eventbrite. All those links at weru.org on the archives of today's Roundtown. For Roundtown, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.